Ken, use that base to stop your momentum. You're not going across the baseline.
It's the first day of practice for the St. Cloud River Bats, and the college players from across the country are ready to play some serious ball.
Lead runner first. You can always adjust to get him at first base.
Other than the occasional crack of the bat and coaches calling out drills, the field is quiet, just the opposite of what's happening across town at a state high school championship. These are two games from different leagues, but the players face the same high expectation from some of Minnesota's most enthusiastic baseball fans. Riverbats general manager Joel Sutherland says he's amazed by all the games to be found in St. Cloud.
They love their amateur ball. There's a lot of baseball around here, evident by the fact that we have to, you know, build another stadium next to Dick Putz Field. There's just so much baseball. There's good talent up here. There's great coaching here. They love the game.
Sutherland and other sports enthusiasts will tell you the popularity of baseball in central Minnesota is due to the St. Cloud Rocks. The team dominated minor league baseball for more than 30 years in Minnesota, and stories about Rocks games and Rocks players continue to circulate, even among young baseball fans.
Do you know who the St. Cloud Rocks are?
Yes, I do. They played here when my father was a kid. My dad watched them quite a few times.
Yeah.
When he was little. A lot of major league players came out of there. Lou Brock and Campanella boys, and or not Campanellas, but Campaneras, there you go. They're Campaneras when you guys played. But I was they were gone before my time.
The Rocks' legacy could be both a help and a hindrance for the Riverbats. The Riverbats are the first league team to play in St. Cloud since the Rocks folded in the early 1970s. And there is continual talk about whether the team can produce major league players like the Rocks. Sutherland says he's not concerned about comparisons because the Riverbats are a very different type of baseball team. They are one of six teams in the Northwoods League, which includes players from Division I college teams. The players are not paid, and unlike their school teammates, they will be using wooden bats when they play. Sutherland says he has high hopes for his players, but would never try to make them what the Rocks were.
When we were trying to name the team, people said, you got to be the Rocks, you got to be the Rocks. Well, we had made an early decision on that we wouldn't be, just from the standpoint of, you know, the analogy of, you know, when you were a kid, you went to a nice resort or you had a wonderful vacation, and the next year you go back to the same place, and it just wasn't the same. Well, that was our position as far as naming the team goes. We could never be what the Rocks were, and to try just didn't make any sense.
There are some baseball fans in St. Cloud who wouldn't mind if the Riverbats brought back some of the mystique of the Rocks. At 70 years of age, former Rocks player Nick Chinaka still lives in St. Cloud. He sees the Riverbats as a chance to create a new generation of fans.
The people that remember the Rocks are getting along in age, and I'm one of them. And I think that if they can get the younger set to get interested in it again, and I think they would be stimulated more and oriented more towards baseball.
General Manager Joel Sutherland has a more sentimental goal.
I want this team, first and foremost, to become St. Cloud's team. You know, and for the people around here, I want it to be their team. I want it, when they talk about the Riverbats, I want them saying we and us.
The Riverbats play their first game tonight against the Wausau Woodchucks, and their home opener takes place on Monday, where they'll face the Rochester Honkers. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.
Bad thing again.